السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والعاقبة للمتقين. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، قال الله عز وجل فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحب لله وأبغض لله وأعطى لله ومنع لله فقد استحمل الإيمان أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected listeners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned in this verse of the Holy Quran that those who truly believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in this hadith close meaning that if a person loves someone for the sake of Allah and he hates someone because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives someone for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah, and he stop giving also for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person has completed and perfected his iman. As we know, last Friday was Valentine's Day. All the street malls were full of red and pink flowers and heart shapes and what and what. And this Friday, no one knows about it. Everyone forgot. Right? It's gone till next year. So it's like a bubble. It comes and goes away. That is temporary. It is not real, true love. That is just expression of lust and desire. It is just a matter of temptation and attraction. It is very temporary. A true love remains forever. He doesn't go away. He doesn't get faded. This is the sign of the true love. It goes deeper and deeper, stronger and stronger, day by day. It does not end. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, that each and every believer should love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his bottom of the heart. Love of Allah is essential. It is incumbent. It is necessary. It is farz. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our sustainer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our protector and provider. How we can forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and love someone else? This is not a sign of true believer. How we can recognize the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How we can love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ulama explain that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to have his ma'rifat, recognition of Almighty Allah, who Allah is. First of all, we have to learn, we have to study, we have to find out who Allah is. He's almighty, he's all powerful, he's all seeing, he's all knowing. Nothing is hidden from him. So we have this ma'rifat, this knowledge, this recognition of Almighty Allah with His all attributes. Ulama explained, you cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. It is impossible. And if someone is not in front of us, how we can love? For the love, we need attraction, isn't it? Someone's a beautiful face or long hairs or eyes. People have different things of loving. Right? But if the stuff is not in front of our eyes, how is possible to love someone which is unseen? So Ulama explained, look at and ponder on the sifat, attributes of Almighty Allah. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. When you look around yourself, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the sky, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the spread the earth, how all these trees are standing, how this breeze and this air is, this wind is moving, how his flower is there on the tree, how his fruit is hanging on the tree, how good smell it is, how good taste inside the fruit. Who put the taste inside the fruit? Who put the smell inside the flower? Who put the honey inside the tree? Yeah. Think and ponder. How I am breathing. Who is creator of the oxygen and nitrogen? Who is creator of the oxygen and carbon dioxide? How my body is functioning? How my heart is functioning? How my lungs is working? How my heart is purifying blood? How my kidney is functioning? How I have the eyesight, I can see everything. Who has put the sound in my ear, I can hear everything. Who put the strength and power in my tongue, I can speak so nicely, so easily. I can chew anything in my mouth. Who put this beautiful teeth in my mouth? Think and ponder. If you think and ponder within yourself, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Think and ponder over yourself and around you. You will find the Qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when you recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, automatically it will create the love of Allah. Because then you become a person of someone who did so much ihsan and favors upon us. If someone does any favor to us, automatically we thank him. We appreciate his favor. It is our normal, you know, daily activity. If someone does something good to us, within from the heart it comes, thank you. Gracias, shukran. Immediately we say that. Why we say? We recognize his favor. We understood what he did to us, to comfort us, to fulfill our needs. What about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Right? So then, the fondness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ma'rifat will create it in our heart. Then, when once we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the bottom of the heart in the true sense, then it will create in our hearts the sifat and quality of contentment, patience. That whatever I have, I possess, it's sufficient for me. It is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If your beloved is doing something to you, you are not going to argue with him. Argument is against of love. If you love someone, you're not going to argue with him. Whatever he does, you are going to accept. You are going to accept and admit. Whatever he does, it is good for me. You have fully trust and tawakkul upon him. That's why you love him. This is a sign of love. We do not argue, we do not, you know, debate with him. The second sifat after ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sifat of shukr. It will create within your heart the sifat of shukr, thankfulness, gratitude towards Allah's bounties and ni'mat and favors, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowing upon us 24/7. showering 24/7. So this sifat of shukr and gratitude and thankfulness will be created because of the true love. Another sifat will be created, a sabr, a patience. Because everything doesn't go smoothly according to our plan. In our daily life, we plan so many things. It goes against our plan. Sometimes unexpected things appears and we get hesitated, we get overwhelmed, and we start complaining, why me? Why Allah testing me? So when a person is complaining, it means he doesn't love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person truly loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he cannot complain, he cannot argue, he always be patient and sabr, full of sabr and patience. Then it will create the urge of tawbah and repentance. Because when he recognize my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing so much of favors upon me, and what am I doing in return? I am not fulfilling his right. I am not punctual on my ibadah. I am not making enough sujood in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have no time to open his book and read every day. I am not fulfilling the rights of zikrullah. He is feeling guilty because he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he thinks my Allah is not happy with me because I am not remembering him. I am not showing my gratitude towards him. I am violating his commands right and left. I am disobeying him. I am doing all things contrary to his command. All these feelings, emotions will come within his heart. Then, as a reaction of that feelings, he will make sincere tawbah. Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, I am not worth of all these favors and ihsan, but you are so merciful. You are so merciful. So you are granting me all these things which I am not deserving. I am not deserving, but this is only and truly your mercy. So he will have the sifat of tawbah and repentance. He will always make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even after paying salah, even after doing any good action, he will think, I never done enough. I did not pray salah, I supposed to pray as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it. There is deficiency in my salah. There is deficiency in my good action. And then because of their guilt, he will make sincere tawbah. He will always be constantly thinking of Allah's ni'mah and bounty, and he saying, I am not fit for that. I should rather repent and make sincere tawbah. So sifat of tawbah will be created because of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last and final things, my brothers, through the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person will become disconnected from the worldly things. He will not have the love and lust and desire of these worldly material things. Rather, he will always constantly be thinking and preparing and making mujahada and sacrificing and struggling towards the life after death. I have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to show my face. I have to face Almighty Allah. What I am doing in this world, I am not going to live here forever. So he is going to disconnect with the worldly luxury, with the worldly, all the comfort and all these things. And rather he will sacrifice himself towards akhirah. He will not spend his time to build a beautiful house. He will not spend his time to buy a fancy car. He will not spend his time to shop the beautiful clothing and all these things. Rather, most of the time, he will secure and utilize it to prepare for hereafter. Because he knows, one day I have to leave all these things and I have to go empty-handed towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, let me get prepared for the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala already said, that inna Allah astara min al-mu'minina min anfusihim, inna Allah astara min al-mu'minina anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahum al-jannah. The transition already done, business has been taken, taken place already. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already purchased believers' self and their wealth in return to the paradise. O believer, yourself, you're going to give it to me. Your all time, you're going to give it to me. Your comfort, you're going to give it to me. Your day and night, you're going to give it to me. Your strength, you're going to give it to me. Your health, you are going to give it to me. Your wealth, you are going to give it to me. I purchase your health and wealth and everything. What I'm going to return you? Jannatul Firdaus. So this ishtara, this business transaction already taken place. So my time is not my time. My health is not my health. I should utilize for the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My wealth, every penny should be utilized for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My every breath, my every day, my every night should be utilized for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the amana. I already purchased, I have given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to get the Jannah fruit from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in hereafter. So this business already done. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning in the Holy Quran for those unmindful people who are indulged and engaged in these worldly affairs and they have no time to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says in Surah At-Tawbah, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ أَبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُم مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْفَاسِقِينَ. Surah At-Tawbah is a long ayah in which Allah, this ayah was revealed at the time of migration when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum to migrate and leave Makkah Mukarramah and go to Madinah Munawwara. So some of the Sahaba, some of the people, they were hesitating, they were not leaving because they love their family. Some of them, the wife did not accept Islam, parents did not accept Islam, son and daughter did not accept Islam. And they had their houses there, they had their businesses there. So they were little reluctant to move and leave everything in Makkah and go empty-handed to Medina. They were delaying to make hijrah. And at that particular time, hijrah migration was compulsory for each and everyone to migrate and leave Makkah and Medina, go to Medina, was compulsory ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now it's taken away. But at that particular time, it was farz. And some of the Sahaba, because of the weakness of Imam, or whatever reason, they were reluctant to do so. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayat in the Holy Quran that if, tell O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell these people, if their parents, if their children, if their brothers, if their wives, and if their families, and whatever wealth they have accumulated, and what is the business they are doing, and they are worried and concerned about the deception in their businesses, and that the houses, وَمَسَاكِنَ تَرْضَوْنَهَا, and the beautiful houses which they admire, and they like it. If all these material things, and all these relationships, أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ, they love them more than Allah and the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and sacrificing for His path, warn them. Warn them and tell them that Allah's Amr, Allah's Hukma will come in very soon. This is not good for you people. You have to sacrifice and you have to prove that Allah's love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is more in your heart than anything else. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in one of the hadith, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من ماله وولده والناس أجمعين كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. That you cannot be a true believer until and unless the love of mine, my love, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in two sense, can be superior than love of his own children, his own parents, his own wealth, and whole of mankind. When it comes to the comparison between the love of Allah and Rasul and the material things in all the relationships of this world, whether it's the wives or children or parents or brothers, sisters, we have to compare. The love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be more and superior than the love of anyone else. This is the sign of Iman. Then another hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned. There are Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu narrates this one that qala
Salatun man kunna fihi wajadabi ala iman. If you find three signs, if you want to recognize and if you want to know really and truly you love Allah and the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or not. So there are three signs. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned. The number one sign is أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواه. First and foremost, Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam becomes more beloved to Him than anyone else. This is the first sign of iman. Now, each and every one of us must judge by himself in the heart. Is there they have the love of Allah and His Rasul more than his wife and children and job and anyone else? We all have to judge ourselves. This is the first sign. If it's not, then we have to strive, we have to sacrifice, we have to make more mujahada to go to that extent, to go to that level that the love of Allah and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam becomes more superior than anyone else. The second sign, why يُحِبُّ الْمَرَى لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. When a person loving others is not haram, it is not najais, it is not impermissible. Allah allows us to love anyone else. But that love should be secondary, not first. In this hadith also Allah SWT, Rasulullah SWT mentioned that وَإِنْ يُحِبُّ الْمَرْأَى لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. He loves someone, but he loves someone because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Loving your parents because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has ordered you to love your parents. That's why you are loving. To love your wife is permissible because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to love our spouses. To love your children, your kids is permissible. We should love it. It is natural. But love to children should be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we are going to test it, when it comes to the matter of compromising, that your wife saying something and Allah is saying something else, to whom you are going to listen? At that time, it will be judged, the love of Allah and Rasul is more in your heart or love of your wife and your parents are. There are certain things, we don't have time to go in detail, but this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to judge. To loving anyone else is not forbidden, it is permissible. But love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be superior. And to whom you love anyone else should be love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And the third sign, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, وَأَنْ يَكْرَى أَنْ يَعُودَ فِي الْكُفْرِ كَمَا يَكْرَوْ أَنْ يُقْذَفُ فِي النَّارِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صلى الله عليه وسلم. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him from the kufr and shirk and granted him the wealth of iman and tawheed, now he is a true believer, now he is a mu'min because of Allah's mercy. Now he should not do any act, he should not say any word which is contrary to the tawheed and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had to go back to his old place where he was before he was accepting Islam. Whatever his condition was, he had to go back as his head to throw into the hellfire. He doesn't like to throw into the hellfire. Likewise, he should hate to go back to the previous situation prior to the accepting Islam. Meaning, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bestowing him the favor of tawheed and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stick to it until he will die. Stick with your kalima, stick with your tawheed. No matter what happens in your lifetime, don't compromise it. Be stick to your tawheed and oneness of Allah and die with iman. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. That once Allah has granted you the iman, you should fold it with a strong hand and you should not let it go. So may Allah give us tawfiq to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in true sense.